今天是2001年10月9日，是中美人权对话召开的第一天。来自全美各地的法轮大法弟子正在位于华盛顿 DC 的美国国务院楼前举行新闻发布会。
We come together here in solidarity and as witnesses. We call for three things. First, that the ruthless persecution of Falun Gong be ended. A massive human rights violation against Falun Gong has been taking place in the People's Republic of China since July of 1999, and it has seen tens of millions of ordinary Chinese citizens persecuted merely for their beliefs. They have been victims of what can only be described as state terrorism, as their most basic rights have been systematically stripped away, and each of these millions have been forced to live in fear. Already, 295 are known to have been killed by police, with government sources inside China putting the death toll way above 1,000. Secondly, we come to demand that China's notorious 610 office be abolished and that its ringleader, Liu Gan, be swiftly brought to justice. The 610 office was established for the sole purpose of carrying out the assault on Falun Gong.And was created via an executive order by Communist leader Jiang Zemin. It reports directly to the Central Committee of the Communist Party. It thus has the authority to effectively operate above the law. Thirdly, we come to demand that China's authorities immediately and unconditionally release all Falun Gong practitioners detained and jailed in China. In particular, we demand that Dr. Tang Chunyang,a 38-year-old U.S. permanent resident and Chinese medical doctor from New York City, now held captive in China, be released and allowed to return to the United States. Secretary of State Colin Powell told Chinese leadership earlier this year that it needed to show tolerance and respect for the Falun Gong movement. This July, the State Department issued a statement in which it said, "We call on China to respect freedom of thought,conscience and religion."
This concludes our press conference for today. Are there Falun Gong practitioners who've experienced the